As the school year comes to a close, parents and educators are reflecting on how the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School has altered the Madison community. WPR's Jenny Peek has more on how the tragedy has led to more conversations about how to keep kids safe.
When Kaylee DeLore took her eldest daughter to her last day of first grade, a police perimeter surrounded the school. It was the day after a gunman opened fire at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, killing 19 children and 2 adults. The increased security was supposed to make parents feel safer, but for DeLore, it did the opposite.
I've never felt so sick to my stomach in my life, and they were just there as an extra precaution. I went home and had a panic attack and just cried until the moment I got to pick her up.
Now she's getting ready to send her youngest to school for the first time in Sun Prairie, and the December school shooting in Madison has upped her anxiety. The tragedy at Abundant Life has also led to more conversations between parents and educators about how to keep kids safe at school and at home.
Anytime any type of emergency happens, we want to debrief it and discuss it.
That's Gina Agulia. She co-leads the Madison School District's Office of School Safety.
Being this one such a large impact to our community, there's been a lot of debriefing and talking.
She says part of being proactive is practicing for the worst case scenario. State law requires all K through 12 schools to perform lockdown drills at least twice a year. In Madison, Agulia says the drills focus on students being safe and quiet in their classrooms.
So we would have an announcement that would say locks, lights, out of sight. We would ask all teachers and students to get into a place in their classroom where they are not visible in the hallway, that they are quiet and they are waiting instructions.
Kennedy Elementary School Principal Vanessa Kent also tries to maintain a familiar tone.
Once it's time to do the drill, I'll get on. I usually have a very sing-songy voice. I'm very upbeat, keeping it light.
That attitude has been a relief for parent Lindsay Busher. She is a second and fifth grader. But before her son started kindergarten, she was worried the drills would be traumatizing.
At least in Madison, a lot of the schools are taking the research very seriously, and they pay really close attention to the right and wrong ways to do things.
But even when they're run in the most thoughtful way, mom Kaylee DeLore wonders about the message lockdown drills send to kids.
The fact that kids as young as 6 years old have to hear from their adults, this is a scenario that not only is possible, but is now a statistic probability that you are going to encounter in your childhood. So we have to practice hiding, and it's awful.
Both DeLore and Busher say school safety measures alone aren't enough, and that preventing gun violence starts at home.
You can't harden every building. You can't have detectors at every door of every building ever.
Busher is the state legislative lead for the Wisconsin chapter of Moms Demand Action, which advocates for gun violence prevention. A major piece of that is safe gun storage. Busher says she's had more conversations about gun safety since the December school shooting in Madison.
We can't take everybody's guns away, and we don't want to. That's not a realistic approach. So ensuring that where your kids are is a safe space is a really huge thing.
Principal Kent of Kennedy Elementary says her school has investigated more bullying incidents since the shooting at Abundant Life. She's leaned on the district's mental health resources to connect students and families with the support they need. Despite the anxiety parents may feel, Kent says kids get so much out of school.
To ease anyone's mind, most of the time at school, kids are going to school to be loved and cared for. And I think there's so many benefits to that.
And all of the school safety precautions are part of how parents and educators ensure kids continue to get those benefits. Jenny Peek, Wisconsin Public Radio.